Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston, 98.5, the Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group station. Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins and Hurricanes, Game 4. The Bees have a 2-1 series lead. David Pastrnak practiced yesterday, but he's 50-50 to play tonight. We have all the coverage beginning at 7:30. Judd and Bob with the call of the game at 8 p.m. It's driven by the all-wheel drive Honda CR-V. Other NHL scores, Flyers 2-1 series lead over Montreal. The Islanders up 3-0 to Washington after their 2-1 win. Chicago stays alive. They're down 3-1 now to Vegas in that series. The Stars and Flames tied at 2. Dallas got the 5-4 win last night, and the Blues got their first win of the series. They're now down 2-1. Celtics and 76ers play game one of their playoff series tonight. That game can be heard on WROR 105.7. Pre-games at 6 p.m. Grandy and Max with the tip-off at 6:30. Three other games in the NBA today. The Jazz take on the Nuggets at 1:30. The Nets and Raptors are at 4 p.m. and Dallas and Clippers, they play at 10 p.m. The Red Sox lost again yesterday 4-2 to the Yankees. They hope to avoid the sweep today. The teams meet again. Martin Perez, he gets the start. First pitch is at 7 o'clock. And Patriots training camp gets underway 10 a.m. Their first workout in full pads. They have signed two tight ends, Paul Butler and Alex Ellis. Headlines, they are brought to you by Rapid Flow Sewer and Drain Cleaning, who Mark Bertrand used to permanently fix his drain backups. If you're having problems, do what Beetle did and call 1-800-286-FLOW or visit rapidflowinc.com, because this season, Rapid Flow wants you to enjoy the game without worrying about your drain. I'm Joe Murray on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Happy Monday.
How we doing? You get logged in over there?
Nope.
Me neither. T-Bone?
Oh, you got to do the thing.
I know. We're trying to do the thing.
I did the thing. I'm all logged in.
Maybe corporate Jim should worry less about bringing items in to decorate his office.
What do you mean? Corporate Jim's the only one who told us how to get in.
That's true.
Why are you ripping on him?
I just took a shot at him.
Yeah. Most importantly, T-Bone's not logged in yet.
That's okay.
That's a problem.
Oh, it's
that's a problem. We're going to play some sound there. We couldn't play it, but we'll get through it. We'll get to it.
We will.
Oh, Tuca. Oh, Tuca.
Bye.
Tuca.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, Tuca.
Bye-bye. Goodbye, George. Goodbye, George. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Let that door hit you in the ass.
News of the weekend.
Yeah.
Tuca Rask opting out and heading home.
Boy, we were excited for this game to begin with anyway. But I just think the set of circumstances that came down that day, you, man, you're sitting on the edge of your seat. You're sitting there. Let's go, Halak. Let's go, baby. It's Halak time. I'm not saying more people tuned in, but I'm thinking, man, it is must-view TV, baby. You know, I'm just going to let this song ride for a second. Woo! Buckle up! Yeah! At least his volume button works.
That right there is the NFL going, we're coming back! That part.
Yeah.
So you're upset with Tuca Rask for opting out. I could tell from your tweets on Saturday.
My tweets on Saturday where I said, I'm so impressed with the manner of which they played. They showed some grit. They came out with a ton of energy, passion, and they had the secondary goalies back. And the stuff you heard after the game, after Halak had that horrible mistake where he just was behind the net, floated that one out. And that's the only time they got anything on him. I guess Marshawn was on the bench with a bunch of, don't worry about it, we got this. Like, they were good to go, and it's almost like they know how to deal with Tuca because Tuca is what Tuca is. I'm just tired of it now. If he didn't say what happened Thursday night, if his comments Thursday night were, yeah, I'm kind of not into this, it doesn't feel like it, and hey, that's maybe how he felt. And I'm under the assumption that when you're the goalie, you're the number one goalie in a Stanley Cup playoff team, you don't say those things. If you're the quarterback in an NFL, as we get to the NFL playoffs, if keep your fingers crossed, if we get there, I hope Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady or Jared Stidham say, boy, this doesn't feel like the playoffs because, you know, there's no fans in the stands and the juice isn't there. You don't say those type of things. Even though he might be, he's telling you what I truly think. And it's maybe how some of the team thinks. But the team didn't play like that on Saturday. All these other teams that are playing, they're skating with their hair off. They look like they're into it. Pushing each other around. That was a good game. How'd Coyle look? Looked like he felt like it's not playoffs or take the day off.
Coyle looked great.
He looked great.
Yeah, he did. He had a great day. Great game.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously, he had a great game. So we're singling him out. But it's just so many things that add up with Tuca to get to this point. Where enough's enough, man. You walked on your team. And the GM said, it's not a family emergency. Everybody's okay.
So this is really what it comes down to. What do you believe? What do you believe happened? Do you think something happened for him to head home? Or do you think it was just him deciding that I don't want to be here?
In today's day and age, when you do the family thing, it's off the board, right? Hey, family is always first and foremost, and it always will be with anything, whether it's our work, whether it's sports I'm not saying that's an easy out. But what led up to this? Because it seems like they had an inkling that something's going on, that the guy's not totally checked in. Right, you listen to Cassidy. Like, yeah, we've kind of been a client. You don't even call your head coach. The head coach, you're the goalie. You're the single most important thing in a Stanley Cup run for your team, because the goalie's the one thing that could get hot and really bolster your chances. I mean, we've seen it over the years. Jesus, we saw it with Tim Thomas. We saw it last year at Bennington. I'm playing him in Game 6. I mean, Game 7. I mean, there's too many. There's too many checkouts with this guy. He's a damn good goalie, but something's not right upstairs at times with him.
Well, if something did happen between Thursday and Saturday, that is really unfortunate timing for Tuca Rask.
It's the worst timing for him. And we do this. We're human. I think we judge people on, wow, what's the problem at home? You know, is there a serious issue or is it a minor issue? And if it's a minor issue and someone checks out, you're going to look at the guy differently. But if there's something serious going on, you get your ass out or you get home and take care of it. And if everything's stable, hey, I want to make it known. I want to get my ass back with my team. We didn't hear that. I think he's checked out. And maybe this helps them. Because give me 100% Halak over 75% Tuca. I saw Ty Anderson had that. He's right. He's completely 100% right. roll with the guy that's heads in it. Because if his head ain't right, they don't have a shot.
Well, this is sort of like what we were talking about. Oh, that was me. Sort of what we were talking about on Friday, which is for the crowd that hates Tuca, now you got your wish.
Well,
the guy,
it's
the,
not even that.
The guys who wanted to bench Tuca and go with Halak, here you go. You've got it now.
I said it 2 years ago.
Now you've got it. You've got it. Called here it. It is. All yours.
Called it.
Take it and run with it. So, again.
I don't know that you called it.
No, I didn't call it.
On Rask. Rask told, according to Dale Arnold on Nesson on Saturday, Dale said he talked to Tuca, and Tuca said there is a family emergency. Everything is okay now, but I am leaving due to a family emergency. That was the report on Saturday. Whereas Don Sweeney said there is no family emergency.
You got to go with what the Bruins say, right? They're the team. They're the ones released.
Not necessarily, no.
I know, and I'm not saying Dell's right or wrong here. But I mean,
okay,
Dell's working on something, I guess, with Tuca. So
you said he spoke to Tuca Rask.
He texted with him, yes.
Would Rask do himself a favor by coming out and saying that himself right now?
Saying what? What the issue was?
No, just saying that there was something that led to me leaving.
Okay, Beetle, do himself a favor in what regard?
In the regard that people think he just quit because he didn't want to be there. He didn't feel like playing.
I don't know that he would view that as doing himself a favor. I don't think he cares. And this is what is most mind-boggling to me.
This is the problem.
Everybody can understand somebody who wants to go and be with their family, right? Zo, you got an emergency at home, you're going to go.
Boom.
Right?
I dealt with that all offseason.
Right?
Right?
You go. You do your thing. The difference is, and I would say this about, you know, any athlete who's attained the level of success that Tuca has, he has dedicated his life to becoming one of the handful, best 10, 20, 30 guys in the world at doing what he does, stopping hockey pucks. That's what he does. That's what I think we can all assume he has dedicated his whole life to becoming elite.
He's a damn good goalie.
World class goalie. Okay. And that requires a certain amount of dedication and sacrifice.
Sure.
Tons of it. And for something that is not an ongoing emergency for you to, any of us can see any one of us leaving the station right now to go take care of something at home.
Absolutely.
Even if it were under control. But I can also say that the three of us have not dedicated our lives and made sacrifice upon sacrifice to become one of the top 20 best on-air hosts on the planet.
Top five.
You know, we do our jobs as well as we can and we put a lot into it, but it's a different level for these guys. So how does that exist in the same person where you give your whole life to achieve a certain level of success and then be willing to say,
give it up.
No, I'm not going to do this right now because there's an emergency at home and it's under control. But I can't wrap my head around those two things. Nobody's going to begrudge him wanting to go home and be with his family. What I don't understand is how can somebody at Tuca's level do that and not immediately feel compelled to go back?
How about that? That's my point. Okay, I got home. I made sure that my wife and who knows what the issue is at home, whether it's with his child, whether it's with his mom, his wife. I don't even know if his mom's alive or his father. Regardless of what, it doesn't matter what it is. Once you're home and it's stable, we're good. I'm the leading Vezina candidate. I am the goalie.
I'm the most important player on this team. I got to go.
For the President's Trophy, Boston Bruins.
I want to be back with my team. I've given my whole life
something
to become a world-class goaltender and to be in a position where I'm the most important guy on the best team in the best league in the world, and I'm going to go back and do that now because that's what I've done my whole life. And at this point, now he decides, no, actually, I don't do that anymore.
He didn't call the
coach.
Is he
retiring?
He didn't call the coach.
Is he done? I think he's done in Boston.
Let's talk about all those things coming up in your call, 617-779-0985. Tuca Rask opting out on Saturday. We'll continue that discussion next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Szolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let me just interject one thing very quickly, because I've been in contact with Tuukka Rask. He said that he had to leave the team because of a family emergency, and he just wanted me to be able to say that.
But everything was okay.
Everything's okay right,
everything's
right
okay.
now,
right.
but that was why he opted out, because of what he called a family emergency.
And that will lead you to the next question, Dale, which is, does he have an opportunity to opt back in?
And I don't know the answer to that.
If he does come back in, there will be a quarantine period. He will have to do testing regularly. But I believe coming back to the U.S., fellas, that it would be starting testing here and then upwards of 14 days going back in up there.
Nesson on Saturday, Tuukka telling Dale that there was a family emergency, but everything was fine now. Everything was okay now. So something happened. I believe that. I believe that to be true. I have reason to believe that that is true. So I'll leave it at that. Something happened. But that next part that you brought up, so, is a good one. Well, then, if you need to go home and you got to make sure everything's okay and you feel that you've got to be there, can you come back? Can you turn around and say, okay, things are in a better place. I was able to take care of business, but now I need to get back in.
Happened to me about 11 years ago when something happened with a family member where I was doing a pregame and I had to get up and walk out and leave. Didn't know what to do.
The only problem with all this, though, is that there was...
And then you come back to work the next day. Like, once you figure it out and you're stabilized and you take a deep breath and you take all the information and you understand what it is, you got to understand your importance to a team, an organization, when you're making the amount of money that you make at $7 million and your dependability and how critical your job is to a Stanley Cup run. You know what I mean? You're not a fourth line guy. No disrespect to the fourth line or the second line of defenders, but you're the starting freaking goalie. You know what I mean? It's like a quarterback. And I thought about this coming in. What other guys in other sport have done this? Not just like this, but...
Unprecedented situation.
I understand that.
In.
But he's done this multiple times in critical junctures for his team or for Finland. You know, when he was doing the world stuff. So this isn't the first time with the guy. And based on Thursday's comments, it's really bad optics.
Oh, yeah. Bad, horrible.
Bad timing.
So... We've got the graphic on our simulcast of all the different times Tuukka has missed things. February 2014.
Hey.
Missed the Olympic semifinal
fool me once,
for
what's
Finland.
The adage? Fool me once, fool me twice.
All right. Misses the Olympics in 14.
Can't fool the fooler.
2016. Misses the final game with an undisclosed illness. That was at the end of the regular season. That was a big one. 2018, he took a leave of absence from the team for reasons undisclosed. March 2020. He had to come out and sort of silence the retirement rumors that have been swirling about him. Things he said maybe at the start of the year, sort of where his head was at. August this year, last Thursday, he said it doesn't feel like playoff hockey. 2 days later, he opts out before game three. Yes. The
it's
two big ones are 14 and 16, missing the Olympic game, missing the final game of the season that the Bruins needed. Those are two big ones. The leave of absence, I think, is another one, but less important in that it wasn't heat of the moment. It wasn't a big game. It was in the middle of the season.
They're lucky they have great leadership. You know, and Bergeron, Chara, Marchand, guys that have been here and know him and sort of maybe expect this, so they're not stunned by these
Do you
things.
Think the Bruins sounded supportive of Tuukka Rask on Saturday? I thought they did. I thought they took a very supportive tone.
I think they have to.
Well, here's Don Sweeney. Let's listen to Don Sweeney.
Following up on Tuukka Rask's statement this morning that he has decided to leave the NHL playoffs and bubble and had to be back with his family. And we understand completely where Tuukka's coming from. I don't think it's any big surprise to us, to be honest with you. You know, we're privy to information maybe before the rest of the public is. And this has been a difficult decision for Tuukka. But the Boston Bruins are in full support of why he made this decision.
The Boston Bruins are in full support of why he made this decision. He also indicates that he knew something before everybody else did.
What's going on?
You mentioned good leadership, and this is what made me think of this. You mentioned the players, Chara and Bergeron and Brad Marchand. Here is Chara after the game Saturday.
We found out, shortly before departure of the bus. Obviously, it's our first concern is the health and safety of his family. That's the most important thing we were all thinking about. And obviously, we support Tuukka's decision. There is nothing more important than your family. At this point, we want to make sure that everybody else respect his privacy. And I think we all just want to wish his family the best. And that's it.
Multiple mentions of the family, asking everyone to respect his privacy, and also saying the health and safety of his family comes first.
Like
that's Chara, and you know that Chara knows whatever the hell it is that is going on.
Of course he does, because he's one of his really good friends and teammates. It's almost like you could take that from, what, the 18 departure in November, where he had to take that leave of absence, and I remember we were down at Warrior, and Chara, I think, spoke that day, and I can't remember, but pretty much sounds the same. Like,
In 2018, that's a good point, though. In 2018, though, the players sounded supportive. I don't feel like management was all that supportive when that happened.
I think they were more like, what the F is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, where this might be something totally different, but... And here's the thing, too. He's got, what, 1 year left after this, $7 million?
Mm-hmm.
You can't bell on the guy publicly if, you know, this is it for him in this town. And he's not going to be, you don't want him to be your goalie. You have to act like you want him to be your goalie if you want to, in essence, trade him because of the value. You want to keep the value up. Like, hey, we fully support this guy. He's a damn good goalie. But if we're going to shop him, we got to make sure that he's hurt. You know, can't tell him, he's cooked. You know, mentally, he can't handle some things. I'm trying to think, like, remember Josh Gordon, and I'm not comparing the two. This is totally different things. But there are guys that are really good at what they do, to what Hardy said, the skill set, the craft, how good you have to be. But yet, just something, I'm not there. Just can't, you know. My play can carry me, and I don't want to say fake it, but get me through games. Like, maybe that's what happened Wednesday or Thursday or whatever the hell he made these comments. Yeah, I'm out there, I'm functioning, but. I'm trying to have fun. Like he said, I'm trying to have fun. Like there's something going on where you can't trust him. You can't trust him.
Well, the good news is you don't have to trust him anymore. He went home.
But he can't come back.
Well, I don't know, because the border is closed.
I don't think he wants to come back.
Right? And they had to have special permission to get everyone to Toronto for this.
I thought I heard KVD checked, Kevin Paul DuPont, I thought, checked on this.
Oh, he did?
He can't come back.
No, this isn't like opting into the baseball season. Like, you didn't want to play, you leave, you come back, whatever. This is different. He's all done. Not that they...
Okay, if he chose to come back today, he woke up this morning and he decided he wanted to go back. Can he go back? Do we know that? I don't know the answer to the question.
I don't know definitively, because there are different rules for family circumstances, too.
Right. I'm not talking about the NHL letting him back. I believe the NHL would. It's a matter of, can he get there? Will the Canadians let him in?
Well, that's part of it, though.
Yes, it is.
That's all part of it.
They let in the teams when they were able to, you know, can he get it back in? Or are they going to stop him at the border?
What's the quarantine period then? You know, what's their ruling?
Yeah, it could be up to a couple of weeks, as you heard Billy say.
He could be available. Say Halak gets an injury. It might be great for him. I don't know.
It's 14 days.
It's like Zoe said, would you even want him, you know, about getting fooled?
I'd want him back.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
That's right.
Where's the laugh track from?
I don't know. It's
provided under that.
Fool me. You can't get fooled again. Pete Townsend said it. Can't get fooled again.
617-779-0985. Alan in California. Go ahead.
He is a troll. He is a he's a dissertation on.
I can't hear.
Who's a troll?
Okay, call us back, Alan. I don't know.
The little guy under the table? Little guy under the table?
I don't know. Call us back, Alan. You got a bad phone there.
Bad phone, bud.
Steve in Swansea. Steve.
Hey, just wanted to talk about Tuukka. Hey, listen. The only thing that would change my mind about what he did, I'm not a big Tuukka fan, never been. The only thing that would change my mind is maybe his wife has postpartum depression. And, you know, that would change everything. So that's
someone,
all I got to say.
Someone else said that. It's like, no, it was just wild speculation now. Like,
part of it and sick part of it is people evaluate things based on the seriousness of the way you would view a situation or emergency. And the guy deserves his privacy if he doesn't want it out there. But people are going to judge you based on the seriousness of a situation. That's the human element of it. We all do it, I think. But you're not supposed to, right? Hey, you understand what I'm saying?
Not really.
Okay.
Help me out. Keep going.
I'm not. I mean, I think we all want to know what the hell happened.
Oh, so you based know, on, like, okay.
Everybody is going to say, respect his privacy is a family emergency, and that's it. End of story. Where people know, I want to know what happened. What made him rush out? And then you're going to evaluate whether you want him back or not.
Yeah, and I don't care to do that.
I know that. And I'm saying, but I think, that's the human element, and fans.
But Tuukka doesn't do himself any favors with what he said Thursday. Now my question is
this
right? And I said, he's just telling you how he feels, and I didn't think he was necessarily wrong. But did something happen that led to him saying that Thursday? Something happened here. Something. I don't know what it is, but something happened. When did it happen, and did that lead to him saying the things he said on Thursday?
Why go back to June?
And is that why Tuukka? Is that why Don Sweeney is saying, you know, we're sort of privy to things and information that other people aren't, and we sort of maybe saw this coming, like we saw a situation developing, and we knew he might need to leave or might choose to leave at some point because of whatever that family emergency or situation is. We sort of saw it coming, and is that why the team is publicly as supportive as they were on Saturday? Sorry, you can't deny that. Even if you're pissed at Tuukka Rask.
No, I agree with you.
You cannot deny that Don Sweeney and Zdeno Chara were extremely supportive in what they said publicly about Rask on Saturday. You can't deny it. And those guys are in the know.
Well, obviously, yes. But I think this buildup and maybe the way they started to think this, I remember playing that audio of him in June where, is he messing with us or not? Where I guess I should start doing some hockey things. I haven't done any changing some diapers or... You know, just, you know, we haven't done hockey stuff. Like, did they know that, oh, crap, our guy, this stoppage has shut him down? Like, they know him better than us, or is he just messing with us there, you know? And maybe there's a build where he said, okay, I'm going to commit. I'm going to go to this bubble. We're going to get it going, and I'm going to be good. But then maybe these games that led up to it, the practice games and all that, and him being away and sort of quarantined up there, and they've done a fantastic job as the National Hockey League on their end of protecting these guys, that he said, this ain't for me. And maybe there was this buildup over the last 2 weeks that led to Thursday's comments.
You mentioned something earlier about not telling his coach. We'll get to that coming up next. That's weird.
Go on the bus.
That's a weird detail of all this. We'll get to that coming up after headlines with Artie.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How I found out this morning through Donnie. I think Tuukka went and spoke with Cam and Donnie about his decision, and he relayed that to me. So Not going to change the way we play, but it is, you know, a bit of a shocker at first. You know, it's your starting goaltender that, you know, is a terrific goaltender. But again, Yaro, we have faith in, and so a pretty simple sort of mindset to get in. He's our guy.
Why didn't Tuukka tell his coach? What's going on there?
I mean, I'd be the first guy I would text.
Slip my mind.
Is there something to that, or is it like an oversight? Like, no, I talked to Donnie. I got to get out of here. What's up with that?
No.
No phone call? No text?
No, no. No, nothing? Inexcusable. That is, there are too many weird things with this, okay?
That's weird.
Yes, it's weird. And the comments from 2 days prior, weird. The buildup, weird. Getting on the bus, Char said, we found out. Imagine that as a team. Holy Jesus. We just lost our goalie.
Right before we get on the bus, like, you walk out.
Jesus.
What?
Okay. Who's the backup goalie? Guy's never played ever. He's never played the game.
Well, he's played. He's just never played. He's never played
in a playoff game.
He's never played in the NHL.
He's got multiple years of playoff experience. Yes. Okay.
Oh,
2015, 2010.
I thought you meant the backup now.
No, the backup to Locke.
Yeah.
Oh, they're talking about him.
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, no. I know yourself a Locke. Oh,
I don't even know who that is.
He's never played in the NHL.
No,
but so what? Yeah. Doesn't mean he can't play.
No big deal. What's that one team that pulled that guy out of the stands last year?
Yeah. The Zamboni guy.
They do it all the time. Happens all the time.
Yeah. No, I'm not worried about that.
Crapshoot.
Backup goalies.
Yeah.
If you need a backup goalie in the playoffs and it's not a situation like this, you're pretty much you might be in trouble anyway.
Carolina's got two guys, you know, they're rotating them.
And I mean trouble in the sense that you're not going to win a Stanley Cup with a mediocre backup goalie.
Correct.
You're not going to do that. But that is another odd detail. He didn't even tell his coach why. What, do they not like each other? Is it just like an ongoing, they don't like each other anyway? They have issues? Was just a minor oversight I got to get to, you know, the airport and I got to get home. And I mean, what is it?
For 2 days coming in, I knew we were going to talk about this, right? So you're trying to think in other sport, like what else is comparable to this?
Nothing.
Right?
It's your head coach.
This is crazy, man. That's what I'm saying. Like all the stuff included.
So I know weird. It's
beyond the family stuff, beyond the family emergency. Your process of this is who I got to call. If we got an issue here, we know who we're calling at work.
All right, let's compare it to something here. Ready, Zo? Yeah. Like, you can't come in for a day. You got something at home, right?
Yep.
And you tell the boss, I'm not coming in today. I can't be there. Something happened at home with my family, right?
Yeah.
But then you don't tell your producer. And they come in and they're like, where's Zo? Oh, he's not in today.
Oh, the guy that plans the show?
Right, like, what? What do you mean he's not in today?
Yeah.
Well, was he going to tell me?
That's happened.
Has it?
Oh, yeah.
With me?
Yeah, I'm always the last to know.
Last to know, but
well,
not.
Wait a minute. Not if I'm coming in to be on air.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Thank you.
You're just being a wise ass. But that's the comp here at the station.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, why didn't you tell? Wait. Yeah, you're not coming in. Why didn't you tell me? It'd be nice to know.
I've tried calling in once to practice because I had the flu, and Parcells made me come in and sleep in the back room of the training room because he wanted to see me.
That's good. I like that.
It's okay. Come on in and turn lights in here, honey. You went out last night too? Yeah. Got a bunch of guys sick.
Flu, it's going around. It's going around. Let's go back to your call. 617-779-0985. Fred in Norwood. Fred.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hi, Fred.
I'm kind of, it's weird. As annoyed as I am with Tuukka pulling this crap, it's almost expected. And to be honest with you, I don't have much faith in the playoffs anyway. So, I don't know. Maybe the team will play harder around Halak, or maybe Halak will just get hot for this streak. But I'm more annoyed with Pastrnak. What's with this guy? The replacement for Rask being Halak is way better than, what do we have, Bjork replacing Pastrnak? He needs to get his ass on the ice and score some playoff goals already.
Okay, so he skated yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so hopefully he will play tonight. I think it's game time decision. But it didn't look like he was faking when that goal went in. Like, oh, I got something on that left side. Like, there's something there. You could see it.
If that were Bergeron, does he play?
I don't know. I would think so. You shoot it up, right?
Patrice Bergeron, the guy who went out and played with broken ribs?
No, broken ribs, collapsed lung, all that stuff. Yes, I understand that. But say it's a groin or a knee.
Artie, what do you think? You think Bergeron would play through it?
I think Bergeron would play through it.
I think he would, too. I don't think Bergeron would ever miss a game.
But say it's a groin or a knee, and you can't push off.
I mean, it's like a whole thing. Push through it.
Okay. It's tough to shoot up a groin.
Listen, I'm just, but you can really mess
that thing up, man.
But if he's a game time decision, it's not so bad that he's not close, is the point.
If it's game time decision.
Multiple game time decision. You know, the question on Saturday, if it were a night game, would he maybe in a better position to play with the extra eight hours?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
If that's on the table, then I'm sorry, but David Pastrnak, don't strike me as the same type of player as Patrice Bergeron. That's all.
No, I agree with that.
That's all.
But that's why we love Bergeron. That's why that guy's jersey's kind of going to rafters.
Highly skilled players versus, you know, the Bergeron types, who's also highly skilled, but tougher. That's all.
Yeah. They have this. Different levels of toughness. Right, collapse physically lung? And mentally.
Collapse lung? I'll play. You think Pastrnak would play with the collapsed lung or the broken ribs or any of that? Was it cracked sternum? Is that
sternum,
what it was?
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see him playing through those things, whereas a guy like Bergeron does. That's why Patrice Bergeron, because he's a freaking warrior.
Pastrnak breaks his jaw like Chara did, and Chara did everything he could to find a helmet and face mask to fit, and every dentist and dental chair, or, you know, Isaiah Thomas knocking his teeth out, his sister dying. There's different. Everybody's different, man.
Right. Chara says, find me a mask for my broken face.
Legendary stuff.
My jaw's wired shut, but I'll still find a way to get out
there. Get me a straw and get me some mashed potatoes and pudding.
Yeah.
Get me some jello pudding.
All those things.
Yeah.
George is in Andover, I believe. Go ahead, George.
George.
Hey, hello, George. So the real reason Tuca didn't make the decision, it was made for him. 5 minutes after his colossally bad interview after Thursday, Sweeney pulled him into his hotel room and gave him two options. You either get fired or you go home and opt out. And that's why Cassidy was never told.
Yeah, I doubt that story.
Goodbye, George.
Goodbye.
Is that story floating around?
Goodbye. Serious
source?
Doubts.
Goodbye, George.
Yeah, who's your source on that one?
Got this guy.
Serious doubts about that one.
The guy was running the ice machine on the floor. He saw Tuca go in.
617-779-0985. Here's what we would normally do. We would normally do the unboxing at 10:50.
I see Louth lurking about.
Yeah, why don't we do another segment of calls and then do the unboxing? Because I don't want to force people to wait any longer than they have.
Is that fitting with corporate Jim's corporate schedule for the day?
I don't know, and I don't really care all that much.
But Jim's office is starting to turn into Spencer's. You know, like when you walk in Spencer's at the mall and there's just stuff everywhere on the ceiling.
Lava lamps and t-shirts.
Wow, this place.
I don't want to leave people hanging on the phones. I'm going to get to their calls. Good. We'll do that, and then we'll do the box.
All okay. Right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org. In partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This puts Tuukka Rask in a unique, if unusual, position. Others have opted not to enter the bubble, most with health reasons, but others have left the bubble for childbirth or for health reasons or various reasons. But nobody has simply opted to just leave the bubble because they didn't want to be here and they needed to be with their family. I would not have done it. The rest of the league's players have not done it. I think this will be in a city that hasn't really embraced Tuukka Rask despite his success. A city that I grew up in, I played and coached there for 20 years and live there now. This is going to be a difficult decision to swallow for Boston Bruins fans.
Jake is in Boston. He's been hanging on. That was Mike Milbury, by the way, on NBC on Saturday. Jake, what do you got on Tuukka Rask?
I'm going to roll through 4 points. Last one's most important, so stay on.
Okay.
First one, if that game is Saturday at 8 instead of noon and Tuca hadn't used the app to call out sick of the first game, does he leave the bubble? Second, I've talked with a few different family members across the league.
Oh.
They're all expecting to come in for the conference finals, kind of like the NBA. Nothing's been formally agreed, but they've been told they're going to be allowed in for the conference finals. So why was this an emergency but couldn't wait? And they've run the whole thing on an expedited schedule. Why can't it wait for, you know, 4 more weeks? Third, comparisons, Ray Allen with the diabetes scare during the NBA finals. I think Manny and Pedro perfected the family emergency to get out of spring training and extend their All-Star break. And then lastly, most under the radar, and it's going to change your timeline, boys, on February 18th, it was announced that Tuca had become co-owner of a company called The Long Drink, which I guess is the Finnish Truly or Finnish White Claw. One problem, though. Article 25-1 of the NHL CBA prohibits players from endorsing alcoholic beverages, tobacco, drugs, firearms, the exception being malt drinks, which is for international players to promote their products overseas.
Wagner did it.
This is not a malt drink. So if you're Tuca and you've made the decision to retire, you're thinking about this saying, okay, this is my next career, screw it, don't care what the PA thinks, don't care what the NHL thinks.
You're saying it's his TB12, basically?
I'm saying it's his TB12, and he, you know, there's a reason why Pink Whitney.
Don't you dare compare those two.
Yeah, can I ask you, Jake, I need more information from you on something, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
What happened over the weekend with, apparently there was some activity
at the Stidham household
on Instagram indicating there was some visits, some people seeing one another socializing this weekend. Got anything on that for us?
Bill Belichick's granddaughter had dinner at the Stidham's house last night, and his daughter-in-law, obviously.
Yes!
And by the way, Camille...
Was there social distancing and masks? Any idea?
I don't know about the masks, but Rob's been working and Camille's been sitting home stir crazy in Foxborough, so he's coming back and with a vengeance. But, you know, getting back to Tuca here for a second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you've made up your mind to retire and you're planning your next career like this and you're doing something so blatantly against the CBA, you've made that decision up. And if it happened in late February and you're talking about retirement in March, you can bet this guy was sitting around for 3 months thinking they were never going to play again.
So this is the question that I think it begs. Is he going to choose to continue playing hockey? You know, you said, is he done in Boston, right? That's come up. I feel like the Bruins tried to kill that possibility, as you mentioned, maybe because they really feel that way. Or, Zoe, excellent point by you. Maybe they're just trying to retain trade value, and they don't want to give the impression that they are done with Tuukka Rask.
They don't want damaged goods.
I think the much more relevant question, though, is Tuukka Rask going to walk away for good here? Is he going to say, I'm good? The retirement rumors were already persistent with him. He had to sort of kill those rumors. Is that the way he's leaning anyway?
He certainly could be, but he doesn't have to be. There are teams that would take him right now.
Sure.
And Bruins could trade for him. I believe that, but even with the questions.
Oh, I do agree with that. Year, I don't know what the return would be, but you get the money off your books.
Yes. This year has challenged people mentally more than any other in a long, long time. 2020 yes. has made people rethink things.
Everything, right?
Reevaluate personal situations. You know, what's my mind like and what's important, what isn't important? Yeah. And it's almost like that stoppage, that 3-4 month stoppage, you know, crushed him. It started in June.
But I mean, his rumors on retirement started before the pandemic. I
understand that? Well, like this, sometimes
this was going on at the start of the year.
Sometimes this, like the nail in the coffin for me. I'm good now. Yeah. Even though I said, hey, you know, I'm going to give this year a go. It's like now we're good.
You know, there was sort of that gut reaction on Saturday. Yeah, I'm done. He's done here. He's never going to play here again. That's the last you've seen of Tuca. I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but it might. My gut would say that it's more likely that he walks away than the team walks away. Like, it's more likely that Tuca, a month from now, when the season's done, 2 months from now, says, right. Yeah, I'm retiring. I'm not playing anymore.
Right. The job of the team is to emotionally detach yourself from the situation and what's best for the team. Is it better to have him in net in the way he plays? Yeah, probably. Hell yeah. The guy's a damn good goalie. And that's better for you as a team and as an organization. And you can't emotionally attach yourself to that to make those quick decisions like that, even though fans do, talk show hosts do, we all do.
Yeah. Johnny in Texas. Johnny?
Hey, what's going on, Beano? How are you?
Good. What's good? What's new?
Uh, Well, not much, other than I'll start with the disclaimer on Rask. Obviously, if he has a sick kid or a sick family member, obviously no one's going to dispute him leaving. However, knowing what a basket case he is, it wouldn't cross my mind for a second if he just used the old-fashioned family emergency card just because he mentally can't be there right now. And let me tell you, if he does get home and everything's all settled, he has to do everything in his power to get back into that bubble to save any face whatsoever.
I agree.
Otherwise, how do you look your captain in the face who takes a puck to the mouth, wires his jaw shut, and we all know he's on the back nine of his career, Chara, and he was doing everything in his power to get back out there for his team. But I think Tuukka could have bagged out for the simple part of, you know, the old-fashioned saying, the duck on the water looks calm, but underneath the stream, the fins are flapping. He might be a complete mental case, and this might be his only mechanism so he doesn't melt down again. Look at the track record. Rather, it's the semifinal game with Finland. Rather, it's game 82 against Ottawa. Rather, it's game 7 against Montreal. Game 6 against Chicago. Game 7 last year. I mean, this guy is a complete mental case. He has to go back. If Rask gets hurt, or if Halak gets hurt, he needs to be there. Other than that, you got Darth Vladar, whatever the hell his name is, in there trying to win you a Stanley Cup.
We're going to call him Zamboni.
That's a good call.
Yeah, I don't blame him for Game 7 last year, though.
Yeah, I don't either. How about Game 6 versus Chicago?
That I sort of do.
It's blamey.
Yeah, blamey. Very blamey there.
What were they up in that game?
I don't want to talk about it.
It wasn't so much how much they were up as how much time was left.
I was trying to book plane tickets as it all fell apart. That's all I remember about that.
There wasn't a lot of time left.
We were booking flights to Chicago.
Things were looking good.
When it all fell apart.
Hey, a different boss at the time. He's excited.
Yeah, and we were together sitting there on our phones trying to find flights. Yeah, I remember that.
Chicago.
There goes that. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls in a bit on Rask. A lot of people upset with Tuukka Rask today. It's understandable. Rask has set himself up for this. For another player that had opted out for a family thing, I think there'd be a lot less doubt about it. If it were Chara or Bergeron or Marchand or any of those guys, I think we'd feel differently about it today. But it's not. It's Tuukka Rask. Of course it is. 90 seconds, no commercials. Can we get some packages in here? Let's unbox some items.
Let's go, Lyle.
Let's have a laugh. Nice. Next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.